and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield, talking about Canadian and American, I guess, basically, our relationship going all the way back to the Revolutionary War and bringing it, fast forwarding it to 1982, where they actually became their own independent country away from Great Britain. But Pastor Chatfield, lots of things to talk about, especially this meeting. That new liberal Canadian prime minister, he got elected basically running against Donald Trump. He flat out campaigned on the fact we will never become part of the United States. We will not be the 51st state. We will not stand up to this tyrant that has been elected, you know, south of us. We are going to maintain our independence. And that talk basically raised him up in the polls, and the guy got elected running on that platform.
Right. And before that, he was behind the conservative. I wish President Trump wouldn't have said that. In my view, he's wrong here. Yeah. Now, listen, this is far different than Greenland. Greenland, big chunk of ice, 56,000 people in it. We've been there since World War II. It is of strategic value. The people in Greenland, the handful of people, less than the people that live in Sheboygan and Emma counties of Michigan. It's a far different issue. We're negotiating strong because we need that for our national security. The argument with Canada is economics. But let me tell you something. It takes two to tango here. Personally, I did not, I've said this many times, I don't want to marry anybody that don't want to be married to me.
Right.
My wife wanted to marry me. I wanted to marry her. Canada's, look, and I don't want to marry Canada, to tell you the truth. Oh, well, they would help us. Would they really? Maybe, only maybe, it would help our economy. But it would not help the rest of us. What I mean by that, look it. First of all, you've got Quebec and the area around Montreal that is French-speaking. They feel somewhat disconnected from the rest of Canada, let alone from America. Do we want a big chunk of non-English-speaking people to be a part of our country? Our language is one of the things that unites us. One thing that we've always maintained, I still maintain, that when you come to America, you learn to speak English. Because
right.
This is America.
Yep.
What would we do with the French Canadians? Demand that they learn English? Hey, we're not going to do any official business in Quebec now in English. It's all, you know, in France, it's all going to be in English. No way. There's too much history there. They've been there too long. Let them be. Beyond the fact, Ontario is like a gigantic Massachusetts. They're left-leaning at best. Once we let all those, especially Ontario, is liberal, and Quebec, let that into our electorate, when would conservatives ever get another election? I don't want that. No, you got you Canadians, good friends, like your flag, like your national anthem, like to visit. You're welcome to visit us. We'll visit you, but you're your own country. History has proven this over 250 years. They don't want to be a part of this. I don't want, and by the way, we are a republic. We're not an empire. Well, we could expand. Who wants to expand? We don't need to expand.
Right.
I don't want to expand.
Well, okay, well, on this point, though, the population of Canada just 2 years ago was 40.1 million people. In comparison, California for 2023 is down to 39.2 million, followed by Texas growing is at 31 million. So basically, this entire country doesn't have, barely has a little bit more population than the state of California does.
Right, but that's significant. Again, I distinguish between this and the issues in Panama and in Greenland. Greenland, there's virtually nobody lives there.
No, no, no. I understand that point. But let me ask you this. Do you think that economics is impacting the Canadian people sufficiently for them to say, listen, you then, just like Great Britain did yesterday, that huge announcement, stock market went crazy over it. Now we're meeting with China tomorrow there in Switzerland. Do you think it's a situation where the Canadian people will tell this new Canadian Liberal Prime Minister, you need a trade deal, or do we just impose the tariffs and force them at gunpoint to renegotiate the trade tariff situation? I mean, look at what they do to our beef. Look at what they do to our dairy products, our cheese, and all kinds of other things. The tariffs are completely unfair. And it's like, you know what?
That may be true.
We don't need Canada. We don't need your products. You know what? Take your products and shove them. Who are they going to sell their products to? They're going to ship them around the world at additional cost, or they're simply going to truck them across the border and drop them off here at warehouses in every single northern state I've been in. I've been in Maine. I've been in New Hampshire, Vermont, Minnesota, North Dakota. There's warehouses right across the border from Canada. I've been there. I've backed a semi-trailer up to them. You know what? We're done with you. Take your products and shove them. Guess what? Okay. Their economy collapses.
Okay, maybe let me go back to George Washington. Conduct our foreign policy on two principles: justice and enlightened self-interest. We should have no desire to bury Canada, but we want fair trade. We're going to make our trade deals based on what's best for the United States of America. I'm 100% with that. Absolutely. And so, you know, that is, we're going to do that. So that this is separate, but we don't try to force them into our country. They're not Americans. They're Canadians by their choice. Good for them. Good for them. They love their country. I love my country. Let's negotiate. We'll negotiate what's best. I don't think it's when you start saying, oh, don't, hey, never say never. I'm sitting there and I watched the same interview. That's why I said, I got to talk about this. If you're the Canadian Prime Minister, I don't care if he was a conservative or a liberal, and you got the most powerful man on earth saying, never say never, you should be a part of our country, I would say, hey, I don't want to be a part of your country. I'm a Canadian. Hey, like I'm an American. Remember our Declaration of Independence, the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. We believe in separate, independent nations. We don't believe in a one-world system. We don't need Canada. Hey, by the way, what if you want him to say the same thing to Mexico? Same thing to Panama, Guatemala, Honduras? Hey, why don't we just declare the entire world under the dominion of the United States of America? I don't want that. I don't want the president to be in charge of the world. I want him to be in charge of our country. And we don't need a bigger country. Let the Canadians be the Canadians. They're the Canadians.
Right.
Now, negotiate with them tough. Okay, fine. I get that.
I think that is ultimately Donald Trump's main goal. When he said there, you know, never say never, when the Canadian Prime Minister said, you know, Canada will never be for sale, and Trump's like, never say never. And he was kind of tongue in cheek, kind of like, don't say that. Well, here's the thing. I think he's still floating that idea as a negotiating chip where he can then reach to the Canadian people and say, look, if you became part of the United States, your taxes would be cut in half, if not more. All this VAT tax and all these value-added taxes and all these things that these people pay on top of regular sales tax, they have a VAT tax. On top of that, they have a very, very high income tax. I mean, it is still operating as part of Great Britain where it's socialized medicine, socialized transportation, socialized this, that, or whatever, at a very high cost to the Canadian people. So let's appeal to the Canadians and kind of pressure them to pressure him to, like, okay, you know, we're gonna shut down. We're not buying your products. Again, take your oil, take your steel, take your aluminum, take everything and shove it. We're done. And I'm telling you, he's got them in a great negotiating position if he just hangs in there long enough and the American people support what he's doing with Canada. I love Canada. I've got friends that live there. But guess what? Their system doesn't work as good as ours does. And Trump's going to break their spine. I'm telling you, this is where he's going.
Hey, listen, why do they have such a socialized system? Because the people voted for it. You bring 40 million people into our electorate, you are going to inevitably move us left. I don't want to go left. I mean, that's just politically speaking. But I'm speaking mostly philosophically and theology.
I'm sorry. I disagree. I know some of these Canadian people, they're as conservative as you and I are. They hate their liberal government. Well, guess what?
How did they get a liberal government?
We had a 51st state. Let's go down this road. 51st state, comparable to the population of California. So basically, maybe 60%, 65%, I'll even give you 70% are liberal, 30% are conservative. I'm sorry, but conservatism is growing in the United States. After Donald Trump does this massive reset of our economy and brings these jobs and all this money that's coming in to develop new factories and new business in our country, I'm sorry. I think we could swallow up Canada as a 51st state, and I don't think it would change our politics that much, probably hardly at all.
Well, I think you're wrong there, but even if you're right, philosophically, I don't want to do that. It's not who we are. We're not an empire. We're a republic.
Well, we still expanded our territories after we became a republic. And, I mean, look at Hawaii and Alaska. Look at the Philippines. Look at Puerto Rico.
That's true. Alaska, though, virtually uninhabited. We purchased it from Russia in 1867. We purchased it.
Yeah.
Hawaii, that's a little more... Okay, we'll talk about that on another side.
Right. Final segment of this great discussion today with Pastor Chatfield. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion today with Pastor Chatfield. And Pastor Chatfield, I think this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, negotiating with China is actually proof that what we did with these tariffs against China and flat out saying these tariffs are going to be enforced has caused all kind of havoc in their factories. The workers in China are all ticked off. They're shutting plants down because their shipping lanes, their cargo containers are full. And basically, they're going to be paying us a huge amount of money when we unload those cargo containers. They're caving in already. They're coming to Switzerland to talk to our trade guys. And I think that once we got that deal with Great Britain, others are coming, India. I had a friend of mine who's kind of related to a person who works at an embassy. He's American, but he works at a different embassy. He says they're ready to negotiate the deal right now. They're begging Trump's team to cut a deal with that country. I can't mention the name, but he told me, he said, Randy, they've got like 20, 30 countries that are willing to do a deal right now. And Trump's saying, no, not good enough. I mean, this guy's playing hardball with everybody. And to get China to come to Switzerland tomorrow, I mean, I'm telling you, this guy is going to do a reset on our world economy. And the world is freaking out about it.
That may be so, and it may be good. Sounds good to me. That's a separate issue. I don't think it's wise to use as a negotiating tactic to say, hey, you're going to become part of our country. You're going to become the 51st state. That hardens people's minds.
Sorry. It is exactly what needs to be done to get their attention. And to get the Canadian people talking about it. Either they say, that guy is crazy, we hate him, we're going to stand behind our new prime minister, you can take your tariffs and whatever and shove them, we'll ship our goods somewhere else. Good, do it. Go ahead. Put them on ocean freighters and ship them around the world as opposed to putting them on trucks and driving them across the border.
We have the advantage. I get that. That's not what I'm talking about, though. But using a threat, or at least a veiled threat that you're going to become part of our country, it hardens resistance to the. I think it plays against us because then the people say, "Okay, we'll take the hardships because we're Canadians," you know. And Canada, but, we stand on guard for thee. Think you're hardening
them. There is a big difference between taking on the hardships and economic collapse. Because I'm telling you right now, I know how much they pay those trucks. I got paid to take that product that just crossed the border into those remote warehouses they have all along our northern border, and I drove them to Texas. I drove them to Oklahoma. I drove across the country with some of those products, okay? $1,800 to get some of the products that I picked up in Maine to get it down to Connecticut. Okay, a heck of a lot cheaper than an ocean freighter taking cargo boxes over to Germany or taking them to France or taking them to wherever. I'm telling you, this is going to work. And I'm sorry, playing nice is over.
I'm not saying we should play nice. I'm not saying that. I'm saying we should, in my view, we should not threaten annexation. That it goes against my principles. I think
it does.
An invitation is one thing, but we are a republic. We're not an empire.
Yep. Well, maybe it's time we start acting like one until we get trade deals. You get the trade deals, then we can go back to playing nice. And Donald Trump will stand and sing the Canadian national anthem. Oh, Canada. I love that song. It's a great patriotic song. I sing it when I go to hockey games. But sorry. Great song, but you guys need to negotiate with the man, and the man is Donald Trump right now. So I love this conversation. This is really good. I wish we could have done it on Teams because it's the sound quality on your point. I'm hearing feedback, and you're also in delay, so I apologize for cutting you off this morning.
No problem. Hey, Randy, I'm used to it. There you go.
Yeah, well, we've been doing it for quite a few years, and some days you just you make the hair on my neck stand up sometimes. I got to bring – you know what it is? Gary Glenn taught me this. It's a tug of war. Our founding fathers were just right of center, and the left has pulled the right so far over away from right of center – that I am the anchor man, even though I'm down 80 pounds. I'm the anchor man at the end of the tug of war line, and I'm trying to pull you guys so far to the right just to get you back to middle. That's my purpose in life, sir.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to be on the radio on Sunday from 11 to noon, and we're going to use speaker phones. We're not going to use the lapel mic that's zip tied to your podium. We're going to keep using the speakerphone because we could hear the piano and we could hear the audience better.
Okay.
So Annette Thompson and I have already had a conversation. We're going to try it with her phone. Do you know if she's back to attending church on Sunday with her knee situation?
I think so. I think so, yes.
Very good. Well, we're praying for her. So. All right, sir. Thank you so much for the conversation, and thanks for putting up with me today.
No problem. God bless you, Randy.
God bless you, sir. Thanks for today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776.